Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bucknutters, welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Friday, November 29th, 2019. I am Dave Biddle. Very happy to be joined by Jonah Booker for his usual Friday visit. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving yesterday with the three Fs, family, food, and football. Maybe not necessarily in that order, depending on how much you like your family out there. But Jay Book, happy Thanksgiving to you. Let's get right into it. Big game tomorrow. How are you feeling? Just what's your vibe when you think about this game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I know a lot of people a little nervous, obviously, because of the Penn State game, how things kind of played out with the turnovers. But to me, when it comes to Michigan, I expect them to definitely give it their all. But I'm feeling very confident that Ohio State's going to roll here.
Yeah, the weather, I know people are concerned about that. We'll see. You know, things can still change. But last look at the weather, I'm still looking at maybe a wintry mix tomorrow, between noon and 2, it looks like it could be a wintry mix, and after 2 o'clock in Ann Arbor, maybe some rain, highs near 40, could be somewhat windy between 10 and 15 mile per hour winds. If the conditions are kind of nasty like that, which team does this help, if any?
Yeah, I actually think if it's going to be nasty weather, it's going to really hurt Michigan a lot more, and the reason I say that is, if you look at Michigan's offense over the last couple of weeks, the reason their offense has really exploded is because of their passing game has finally taken off. Over the last two games, Michigan's offense has put up 375 yards on average in the air. And if you look at their rushing attack, it's kind of taking the back seat to their passing game. Michigan's best unit are their wide receivers by far. If you have winds projected up to 20 miles per hour with rain turning into snow there, that's going to really, really prohibit them from going into the air raid mode that they've been accustomed to for the last several weeks. So I actually like the benefit going to Ohio State if it's bad weather. I know a lot of people have said they want Michigan to play in the phone booth with Ohio State, which can limit Ohio State's speed on the perimeter. But I just think that what Michigan is trying to do offensively now is they are trying to get the ball to those wide receivers. In this situation here, Ohio State, they've played in bad weather the last big games, and they have pounded the football on the ground. If you're going to tell me that Michigan is now going to have to play one-dimensional football, which is a Wisconsin style of football, Ohio State is going to smother them. And the thing that you want to see, though, is if Ohio State gets up big, that's going to put a lot of pressure on Shea Patterson to have to make those tight throws in bad weather with the Predator Chase Young barreling down on him. If you're giving me those type of scenarios, I'm putting my money on Ohio State all day, every day.
What's your prediction for a final score? Not to put you on the spot or anything. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's your? How do you think this game is going to play out, and what's your prediction for a final score?
I've got Ohio State winning this game 38-21. I just think that the talent is going to really excel here. I don't think Michigan is going to be able to move the ball at will against this Ohio State defense. If Ohio State gets up big, I think it's going to allow this defensive line to really pin their ears back, and you're going to see Chase Young time. Shea Patterson is going to put the ball up for grabs. He's going to make some type of mistakes. I know a lot of people are very concerned about the three fumbles that Ohio State had in the ball security with Justin Fields. To me, that's an anomaly because you haven't seen that all year. That was very uncharacteristic of this Ohio State offense. I can say without a doubt that the Ohio State coaches is putting a major, major emphasis on ball security. I would be absolutely stunned if we go into back-to-back big games and ball security is a major issue for Ohio State. I just think the opportunity presents itself that if the Buckeyes get up on this game, it could be a situation where Michigan is going to be in a lot of trouble. If you watch that Penn State game, Ohio State really controlled that game. When Justin Fields fumbled there going into the end zone to make it 14-0, this game was at a potential point to where it could have been an absolute rout. I had said at the time that right now, if you kind of eliminate some of the self-inflicted wounds, that game should have been about 35-42 Ohio State. Penn State was really, really struggling. For Michigan, they're going to have to rely on Ohio State self-inflicted wounds. If Ohio State can just protect the football, I think they will definitely get out of there with a win running away.
I like your score prediction, 38-21. You have the Buckeyes winning a little bit more than I do. I have them winning, you know, somewhat comfortably as well, 28-14. I think this is going to be low scoring because of the weather. I do think that's going to affect things. And I just think Ohio State has the advantage in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And Michigan is no joke in the trenches on either side of the ball, but I just feel like Ohio State has the advantage there. We'll see what happens. Justin Fields, are you concerned at all about his health status? I assume he wouldn't be going through as you posted on Twitter earlier in the week, I assume he wouldn't be going through the band practice, the marching band practice, as the players do every year, Michigan week, if he had a broken thumb. I'm sure he's sore, like most players are. Just what are you hearing? How do you feel like Justin Fields is going to be health-wise for this game tomorrow?
Yeah, anytime you have a physical match against a top 10 team like in Penn State, your body's going to take a little bit of time to recover. I have said all year that Penn State right before Michigan game, that's going to be a grit your teeth type of moment here for this football program, because anytime you're playing Penn State, it's going to be a hard-hitting affair. I mean, I think we dodged a bullet there at the end of the game when Justin Fields went down and he ended up popping back up. I mean, I almost got sick to my stomach there and was screaming, "What in the world are you doing, Ryan Day? Just run the ball, kick the field goal, and get out of here." But nonetheless, it looks like he's healthy. He's going to be ready to go. I think he's going to be fine. I would like to see less carries from him. I don't think that you're going to be in a situation up here in Michigan that you're going to have to that you're going to be able to run the football 75% of the time like they did against Penn State and expect to really blow this team out. Michigan and Don Brown's defense, you know, dial them up with the crossing routes until they prove that they can actually stop it. I know they said it numerous times within the past week that they've been working on some things that Ohio State hasn't seen yet, and is also same with Ohio State. I truly believe that Ohio State played very vanilla against Penn State with that game plan, knowing darn well when it comes to Michigan, it's going to be bombs over Baghdad if weather permitting. So I just think that Justin Fields, as long as he can stay upright in the pocket, give him time, limit the amount of quarterback runs in the zone reads, he'll be just fine here.
Earlier this week, Ohio State moved to number one in the rankings from number two. They jumped LSU. I was mildly surprised by that. It doesn't matter if they don't take care of business tomorrow, but that was still cool to see them jump LSU. Were just your thoughts on that, and were you a little surprised that the Buckeyes jumped LSU?
I was really surprised. My mind frame and thinking going into this was that if Ohio State handles their business against Michigan and in the Big Ten Championship, they will have enough meat on that resume towards the back end of the schedule to take over the number one seed. I wasn't thinking that they were going to be able to jump them after that Penn State game. But if you're an Ohio State fan and you're Ohio State, you have to feel really good about that, because the committee has said Ohio State is the most complete team in the country. You know, I know we don't want to see Michigan beat Ohio State, but I think that with them being at the number one seed, even if they have a slip-up, they still have a really good opportunity to still be in the playoff as long as they win the Big Ten Championship. But that's obviously something we don't want to see. We want to see them go up there and handle their business against Michigan. But I was really happy about that, because this year it is huge. I mean, huge, that you get that number one seed, because obviously Clemson is playing some of their best football. they're starting to peak at the right time. Dabo Swinney has kind of flown under the radar, but if you really watch Clemson, they are absolutely annihilating teams right now like they should. After that North Carolina game, Clemson has been on a roar. If you tell me right now, who would you rather face in the first round, Georgia, Alabama, or Utah? I'm taking any one of those teams, and I think Ohio State will dog walk any three of those teams. But if you tell me you have to see Clemson in the first round, I'm not afraid of anyone, but that's going to be a heck of a matchup. So I would rather see Ohio State play, you know, Georgia or Alabama or Utah out in Phoenix here, and then have their shot at Clemson in the national championship game.
Okay, you already touched on this, but I still want to ask you about this and have you elaborate on this, even though you pretty much already answered the question. Because this question's been asked to me a lot. I've been asking people that have been on the show this question. If Ohio State does, God forbid, lose tomorrow, but it's a close game, and then they go on, they beat Wisconsin or Minnesota in the Big Ten championship game, and it's not a close game. They win by three scores, let's say. Is Ohio State a lock to make the college football playoff in that scenario?
I think they're a lock. I mean, look at Georgia. Georgia's number four in the country, losing to an awful South Carolina team at home. Ohio State has dominated the competition all year. We get to week 12. If they stub their toe against Michigan on the road or against what the playoff committee believes is a top 12 football team, then I think Ohio State will get the benefit of the doubt. Obviously, they will need to go into the Big Ten championship and really, really put on a high power display against Minnesota or Wisconsin. But I think if they were to lose to Michigan and still win the Big Ten championship, they're in there, because now you're talking about a Big Ten championship on their resume, a team that through 13 weeks of the season you deem was the most complete football team of the. In the playoff rankings, and if they had that one stumble, I think that's going to be still a better resume than Alabama, who lost at home, who gave up 50 points. A Utah team that's playing in the Pac-12 that they don't have a lot of respect for. Oklahoma, who's been squeaking by for the last 4 weeks now. And then you have a Georgia team potentially with two losses. I just think it sets a scenario up where Ohio State will probably drop down to the four seed and still get their shot at LSU.
I think you're absolutely right. It would be crazy to make the playoff and perhaps win the national championship during a year where Ohio State would lose to Michigan. But I agree with you. I do think, you know, as long as they would lose in a close game to Michigan and then they would, you know, look good in the Big Ten championship game, I do think Ohio State would still sneak in, which is wild to think about. But let's just hope they just win out. We don't even need to worry about that. Really appreciate Jonah Booker's insights, as always. Thank you very much, J-Book. And thanks to all the listeners out there for tuning into the show. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, and hope everyone enjoys the big game tomorrow. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.